The Air Force has issued its final environmental impact statement and closed its public comment period in the review of potential sites to base the new F-35 fighter planes. The Burlington International Airport is a preferred location for that beddown. Three cities surrounding the airport have been immersed in debate since the Air Force announced it was considering the local airport. In South Burlington, the airport's host city, councilors last month voted in favor of the F-35, reversing an earlier decision. The Winooski City Council voted in July to oppose the plan. The city of Burlington owns the airfield. City Council President Joan Shannon notes there is no current resolution being considered, although one was recently pulled, and that may have motivated the comments.
We heard the standard arguments on both sides that we have heard before. We hear about noise and economic justice and housing issues around the airport, as well as support for the guard and giving them the equipment that's necessary to do their job and protect their lives.
While counselors heard from new people, Shannon says the topics were not. She feels most of the arguments are moot at this point, even if the council were to take action.
We could make some statement or take a position, but the other towns that did that in time for the July 15th deadline to weigh in on the environmental impact statement. So it would not be part of their evaluation process if we did that, and it is in the hands of the Air Force.
Stop the F-35 Coalition mounted the effort to get people to speak to the Burlington City Council against the plan. It offered 10 talking points in advance of the meeting, including economic, legal, safety, and health risks. Member Paul Fleckenstein says the city has the power to prevent the planes from being based at the airport.
We're not asking the Burlington City Council to just pass an advisory resolution telling the Air Force what it should do. The city of Burlington owns the airport, and as a landlord to the Air National Guard, it has the power to determine the use of its runway. So we're asking the Burlington City Council to prohibit, which they are legally empowered to do, the use of the F-35 at the Burlington Airport.
Opponents far outnumbered proponents at the meeting. Green Ribbons for the F-35 is a group that supports the siting plan. Creator Nicole Citro says the important comments have been made to the U.S. Air Force, showing overwhelming support for the plan.
I hope that all the council people recognize the fact that the comment period to the Air Force has closed, that the residents of this area have spoken quite definitively with 10,000 postcards and over 18,000 signatures on petitions that the F-35 is what Vermont wants, and that making any type of resolution after the fact really isn't going to make any difference as far as the Air Force is concerned.
State Representative Kurt Wright is a former city councilor. He spoke in favor of the F-35s, noting that it's important to the Vermont National Guard and the region.
For me, and for many others, I think, if the plane is going to be built as a replacement to the F-16, and we've housed those for many years, then we want that to be here because it does mean jobs to the National Guard, and it is important to the Air National Guard, which is so important to Vermont. And they actually provide a lot of money to the airport and to our economy in Burlington and in the greater Burlington area.
Wright scoffs at opponents' strategy to task the city as the airport landlord to ban the jets.
At the same breath, they say this is not anything against the Guard. Well, I know a lot of people in the Guard, and believe me, they do view this as anti-Guard, particularly if they're going to encourage the council to act as landlord and tell the Guard no on this issue. That certainly would be something that I think people in the Guard would view as very negative.
The Air Force has identified the Vermont Air Guard installation at Burlington as the preferred candidate for up to 24 of the aircraft and is expected to make a final decision later this fall. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.